What do we do with the extra word of Achoisi over here? So the moment you said was the goes out from us Achoisi the Sefer. Either said Achoisi the Sefer normally the Chayv to tell us Ein Oinish Min Adin. The other man learns out Oinish Mi Azora. Oinish Mi Azora means either he holds Oinish Min Adin, or else he learns out just that the Azora applies to both Oinish also. The boy says Min Afkalei Mi Achoisi the Reisha. He learns it out from the extra word Achoisi the Reisha. Rashi says the Motzim and Mitzvah could have said Kiikachas bas oviv le bas imoy. Thus, just could have said Kiikach. The person takes his father's daughter, which means his sister. With the word Achoisi is extra for this drasha. Vidach, what is the other man Yamadu who holds the word Achoisi is extra? Who miboylei lechalek kores? Because we're holding now miboylei lechalek kores lemafatein lemasech. The Torah only says one lav, it says two lavs, and you're not allowed to make the exact amount of shemen, and then the second lav, you're not allowed to anoint it, put it upon yourself. Now there's only one chorus. So how do I know that for each one separately goes chorus, and if you do both of them, b'shegeg, yichayet tu chatois, how do I know l'chalik? That's what I do with this extra word for the achosay. Even though it's a different pasha, but since we do not need it for the pasha of our warriors, we use it for this case over here, with the case where a person makes the special Shemen HaMishcha, and he also anoints himself with it, that he's doing two separate lives, even though the Torah says one chorus, it's as if it says chorus twice, that you dechai is two chatos. Vidus, the other man, the Yom, that used the word Achoisai for the other drushes of the same system, how does he know this halacha, that for Mefatim and Pesach, Yechai is two, so that he owes for Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Ishiya. Yom and Rabbi Elazar. Omer Rabbi Ishiya, that is a general klal all over. The way we have this, Kolmokom Shatze Moitzei Shnei Lavim. Any time you find two Lavim, the chorus echot, and there's one chorus in between them. Like over here, there's a separate Lav not to make the exact measurement of this Shemen HaMishcha. And there's a separate Lav, Losuch, not to anoint yourself with it. The Torah says one chorus in between them. He says automatically, without a special pasuk, automatically, Chaluk Yilein Lekorban. You should know, since there are two separate lambs, so this one chorus, it's like it itself, it's Mechalik, that you would receive two chatois. So I do not need an extra word for Lachaisai to teach me this, but that's a klal all over. So whenever you have two lavim, and you have one chorus, automatically the chorus goes upon both lavim. So you boy yourself, another pshat is like this. No, we do not hold like Rebbe Elazar. So how do we know by Mefatim and by Sach that it only says one time chorus here? How do we know if you do both of them, Yechayiv two chatois? How do we from another Joshua? For now, we learned it out from the Pesach Mivish Asher Yishkav as Isha Dovo. Also, there's an extra Pesach here. If you live with an Isha, that's an Ida. So it's an extra Pesach Dovo, it's extra over here. It comes to teach us this cloud, that there's another place where it is lechalik. Even though in the parasha of Arayis we have other psukim to say that it's lechalik, so we have an extra, we use it to teach us by losach, by mefatim, and the losach is chayiv two chatois. Neither was the other man Yamadu that learns out that from the lachaisai. What does he do with this extra person in the ish? Ash yishka v'sisha dover. So where it says, no, who me boilei for the extra drasha of Nida? Look at Rabbi Yochanan. Yama Rabbi Yochanan, Mishumam Shimon ben Yechoi. Minayin, how do I know that Sheino Isha Temeya, a Misha is only Tame Mishum Nida, if the dam comes out, at Sheyotse Midova. That means Derech Havosa. It has to come out from her Makal, from her womb. The dam has to come from her Makal, that's called Dam Nida, then she's Tame. Rashi says it means Vafuke Derech Dofen. If the blood comes from the side, not through the derech of the womb, should be told that's not called dam nida. How do we know this? Shnema, the pasuk says, v'ish asher yishka v'sisha dover v'gilas avosa. So the next pasuk, melam, it comes to teach us, she'enu isha tumeya, an isha is only tumeya with the tumas nida, at she'yotza midover derech avosa. It has to come from her, from her makor, from the womb, That's where the blood has to come out from. When it comes from the sides, down from the doifin, there she's told, that's why I need this pasuk, it's not an extra pasuk, I need it for this limud.
What about
the Tomei Shochel? So the next case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says also there's a lav, there's somebody that's Tomei, and he eats kachim, he drinks from the korban, eats from it, he gets receives malchus. So the question is, where is the lav? How do we know this? So Bishmai, it's good how you understand how Bola Mikdash. The next case in the Mishnah is, if somebody's Tomei, and he comes into the base of Mikdash. So even though he's Chayat Chorus, he also receives the malchus. So Tomei, Ksiv, it says Oynish, or Ksiv Azor, the Torah says both, the Psukim are open. Oynish, the Ksiv, it says, it's Mikdash Hashem Timei V'Nichroso, what? Mishkan Hashem Timei, who is the time of the Mishkan, the base of Mikdash, or the Mishkan, he becomes the one, he's Tomei, and therefore V'Nichroso receives Chorus. That's the punishment. Azor, where's the love? The Pesuk says, V'lo Yitano Es Machnehem. You should not be metama. The machna means the machna shchina. You should not go into the base of Mikdash or the Mishkan when you are tummy. So here we have clearly.
What does it really mean?
So this is good. We have a lav and an anoymish. Very good. Ela tummy. She'ochal es hakodesh. But how do we know a person himself that's tummy? How do we know when he eats the basar of kachim that he's over lav or receive malchus? Where does it say this? Bishlay ma'oymish to see the punishment. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'han nefesh asher toichal b'basar mizbeach hashlamim asher Hashem utemaso alav v'nichrasa." The pasuk says, "If you eat basar shlamim of a korban when you are tamei, if the, it could even be Yisrael when you are tamei, a Yisrael eats from his own korban shlamim. If you are tamei though and you eat from the meat, you receive korus. You have a chayav korus. That's good. Ela azor minayin. Where is the lav in the Torah?" Now, our Mishnah says you receive malchus. So in order to receive malchus, for sure, there has to be a law. The Torah says, Loisa say, do not do it. Like, even like we had before, there's a tzad to say, for chai v'krisus, you do not need a law. But our Mishnah says you receive malchus. For malchus, for sure, you need a law. So where is the law in the Torah that if you're tamei, you are not allowed to eat kachim? So Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish says from this pasuk, v'chol kodesh loisiga, says do not touch any kachim. So he learns, first of all, he's talking about a real korban, not like Rabbi Yechon is talking about truma. He says, no, Rabbi Shlokesh holds, we're talking about kodesh means kachim, and also the Torah says, loisiga, we'll soon see, it doesn't only mean not to touch it, but it also means you're not allowed to eat it. So this lav of loisiga also means to not eat. So here's the lav, you cannot eat kachim when you're tummy. Rabbi Yechon says, Tony Bradlo, the name of this Tana, Tony Bradlo, that asya tumosoi tumosoi. He has a different posik, where is the lav, that if you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat kachim. He learns that from the gzera shava of tumosoi tumosoi. Siv Hawk, it says over here by kachim, the tumosoi olav, the nichrasa, that if you eat kachim when you're tamei, you receive chorus. It says the word, the tumosoi olav, uksiv hosom, tamei yia, oi tumosoi doi. So Rashi says, it says, Ksiv Tumosi Olov, the Tomei Shochel Es HaKodesh, Ksiv Oy Tumosi Boi, the Bo Ela Mikdash Tomei. Oy, the last passage of Oy Tumosi Boi is talking about if you go into the base of Mikdash. When you are Tomei, it also says Lashon of Tumosi Boi. So, Ma Lahalan, Oynish V'Yazoro, just like when you are Tomei. If you come into the base of Mikdash, there's both, there's the punishment of Korus. And the Torah also says, there's a lav, there's an azoro. Is Afkan, he also says, Xeru Shava, that Oynish, that the Pasuk says clearly, that if you eat kachim, you receive chorus. But also the azoro, I can learn out the lav from a Xeru Shava. That's not a chsor, it ain't Oynishim in Adin, it's not a Kal B'chayma, it's a Xeru Shava. So this Xeru Shava of Tumosu tells me, just like by going into the base of Migdash, there's a lav. The same thing, if you are tummy and you eat basar of kachim, you overlap, and therefore Mishnah says you receive malchus. So that's the two ways to learn out either from the pasuk the chokodish leisiga or from the gzera shava the tumasi alav. That is what it says. Ishlei meresh lakish leyamak Rabbi Yechanan. I understand why Resh Lakish learns different than Rabbi Yechanan. Gzera shava like gomer, he did not accept it from his rebbe. even though Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe, but he didn't accept it, he didn't learn everything. He didn't learn just Gezeres Shavah. Therefore, he has a different pasuk, Bachur Kodesh
Vesiga. That's really the title.
So, we can understand he had a different Kabbalah, therefore, he uses a pasuk. But the question is, though, Rabbi Yochanan, what does he do with the Shlokesh's pasuk? Rabbi Shlokesh has a clear pasuk, Bachur Kodesh Vesiga. You're not allowed to touch it. And Rabbi Yochanan, my time of lo yom bekar shlokish. All my lochish. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hahu azara le truma." This pasuk to chol kodesh here means truma, not kachim, but truma. Does not apply to kachim. For a shlokish, he holds like this: azara le truma minole. If you say this pasuk is talking about kachim, where is the azara that you cannot eat truma? Kain cannot eat truma when he's tamei. Nafkulei from a different pasuk that it says meish. Meish ish mizer aaron v'utzaruwa oizav. If he's tamei, then it says there he cannot eat from kachim. Now a zel dover, what type of a thing should shove the zara shel aaron that applies both to men and to ladies? The whole zara shel aaron have yoy mezut truma that an ish, if she's a bas kohen or she's married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. Whereas by kodesh kadoshim it only applies to zechorim and not to on the kevos. Therefore, this pasuk here of ish ish means zarush aron, any zarush aron, even the ladies, it applies to truma. So Rish Lakish learns out the azara not teach truma when you tell me from here. Therefore, the pasuk of chokodesh leisiga goes on kachim. The idach, what does Rabbi Yochanan do? If he uses the pasuk of chokodesh leisiga for truma, either another pasuk ish ish. The answer is a hu liachila v'ol negiya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, both pasukim are talking about truma, and here. The ish ish is talking about you can't eat, and the pasuk b'chol kodesh lo yisiga tells us the chiddush that if you're tamei, there's a law not to even touch the truma. There's a law not to touch truma. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. Yeah. Now, Rish Lakish.
In that way, that if a man ate truma, would it be higher? We have to have two kabbanas because they're two separate laven, one to touch and one not to.
Yeah, the question is though, for touching, if there's a chiyuv karas involved also, it could be it's only a lav, not a chiyuv karas. Therefore, there wouldn't be a carbon for it. Feeding it, you're right, there's a chiyuv karas. We'll soon see later, but for touching, there will not be a karas, it'll only be a lav. Now, Resh Lakish. For Resh Lakish, hay b'chol kodesh le'siga, is it true what you're saying? According to Resh Lakish, it comes to teach us that you're not allowed to eat kachim when you're tamei, or mi boile le tamei shenaga b'kodesh. No, Rish Lakish used this pasuk that if a tamei touches kachim, for that alone he receives malchus. So then it must be there's another pasuk where I know if he eats it. Why the itmo? Not like this. Tamei shenaga b'kodesh. If a person that's tamei just touches basar of kachim, touches the carbon, Rish Lakish shayma like it, but this alone he gets malchus. Rabbi Yechon Namarena like it. It's very good. It's talking about kachim, so you receive malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Namar Eino Loika, Haru Azar on a truma the Yosa. But you talk to that pasuk is only talking about truma. By truma, there's a law not to touch truma when you're tamei. But by kachim, there's no pasuk. So the Chur Kasha quotes Rish Lakish. How do we learn out both from this pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga? Maybe it's only talking about negiya, or else there has to be another pasuk to say that you're over feeding. Because if there wouldn't be another pasuk, then this pasuk would be me eating and not touching. So the more answer is like this: Tomei shenoga b'kodesh midiaske rachmana b'loshin negiya. Like really, this words of the chol kodesh leisiga implies both. It implies you're not allowed to eat kachim. But why does the Torah say loshin of leisiga if it really means do not eat it? Why does it say do not touch it? It means it teaches both that there's also a law not to touch kachim when you're tamei. Rish Lakish answers like this, Rish Lakish. Midiaske rachmana b'loshin negiya. Since the Torah did not say loy toichal, but it says loy siga, it changes the loshin, b'loshin negiya, so it teaches there's a lav not to touch kachim. Azor lechol, how do I know there's a lav here? It also means to not eat kachim. But iskesh kodesh lemikdash. In the same pasuk here afterwards, it says, do not come into the base of Mikdash. Which means that the more explains later, just like by coming into the base of Mikdash, your chayiv koris. Here also, when this pasuk says b'chol kodesh leisiga means a chiyuv karas. Now, a chiyuv karas is only if you eat basar of kachim. There's the punishment of karas, but just for touching, there's no punishment. So So therefore, for sure, when this person says b'chol kodesh le'siga, it implies you're not allowed to eat it, because it implies there's a chiyuv kolos also. So it means do not eat it. But since the Torah also says the word of le'siga, it changed the lashon achilu. So siga means also you cannot touch. So Rish Lakish learns out both. For the Gemara, no, there's a third limit from this pasuk. V'yakati v'yochiyu diyos. Is it true that this pasuk only comes for this? Only born, we need it for something else. According to Rish Lakish, we need it le'tomei she'ochal abosa kodesh le'tomei zrikas damin. What's going to be if somebody that's tomei eats from the meat of the korban before they made the zrikas adam? Now, before they make the zrikas, before they sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, even if he's tor, he cannot eat the basar. The basar has no heter achila until after zrikas adam. So one man diyom, if you're tomei and you eat the basar before zrikas adam, you're potter. Because the law only applies that when a person that's tor is allowed to eat the meat, if you're tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. The Shlokesh says no, even before a tor can eat the meat. If you're tomei and you eat it, you're chayiv. How do we know this? The tomei shocha bosa kodesh tofnei zrikas dam. Indeed, now we learned. Tomei shocha bosa kodesh tofnei zrikas dam. What's going to be? The person that's tomei eats from the korban, eats from this meat, even before the kahanim made the zrikas adam, Resh Lakish shama loika, still you receive malchus. And we'll soon see for this pasuk, v'chol kodesh le'siga. Reb Yechonon Amar, ain't like, you know? Resh Lakish shama loika, why? V'chol kodesh le'siga. Means to imply any kachim, even before Zerika's done. Loishna lefnei Zerika, loishna liyaka Zerika. Still there's a lav, not heated if you're tamei. Reb Yechonon Amar, no, ain't like, why? Reb Yechonon Latayme. Why? Because how does Reb Yechonon know that there's a lav, not heat the bosser of kachim when you're tamei? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Tumosai, Tumosai. Exer Shava, Tumosai, Tumosai. The Chik Sif Tumosai, when does it say the word for Tumosai? Li'acha Zriku the Sif. It says after the Zrika. Because the Pasuk says that if you're tor, you should eat from the Korvin. But if you have Tumosai, then you're not allowed to. So the Pasuk is clearly saying the difference between a person that's tor and a person that's tamei. So this lav is only after the Basar is fit for a person of tor to eat it. Which means after Zrika's dam, then there's a lav for a person that's tamei to eat it. But before that, there's no lav. So according to Rish Lakish, how does he know even before Zerika from this pasuk b'chol kodesh? So you're telling me now this pasuk implies stam for the original lav, that if you tell me you cannot eat it, how do I know to go so far that it also implies even before Zerika's dam? Maybe it's only after Zerika's dam. So Gemara says, true, we can learn out three things from this pasuk. Gemara says, ahu, mi b'chol kodesh nafka. It says the word kol, the word kol is extra. It says b'chol, b'chol kodesh le'siga. Just should have said the Kodesh Le'siga. But if it would have just said Bakodesh Le'siga, and it says the Chiyuv Kolos here, I know it means not eat it. The Torah says Le'siga, do not touch. It also means there's a pure lav not to touch it. What's the Bakil? The extra word Bakil. Every Kachim means even Kachim before Zerika's dam, before there's a heter for a Torah that a person eat it. Still there's a lav, a separate lav for a person to tell me to eat it. So Shlokesh learns out three things from this pasuk, b'chol kodesh le'siga. Elimus says, Tanya kavos to Shlokesh, I'll bring you a proof, we're not going to write for like the Shlokesh learns. Tanya kavos to Shlokesh. The pasuk says, b'chol kodesh le'siga. Azorah, this is a lav li'oichel. That if you're tomei, there's a lav not to eat from the basar kodeshim. Atoim, you're telling me, Azorah li'oichel, or yeinu el Azorah le'negeya, maybe it's only a lav here if you touch the kachim, but not if you eat it. Talmudim, the pasuk says, "B'chol kodesh loisiga v'yelamigdash," and right away it says also the law that when you're tamei, you cannot enter the Beis Hamikdash. So there's a hekesh here. Makish kodesh lamigdash. That ma migdash dovish yesh b'natiros neshama. Just like by the Beis Hamikdash, if you walk in there when you're tamei, you're chayav koris. There's a misa, or there's a natiros neshama upon you. Your neshama will be taken away early. After the beginning of the pasuk, when it says the Kodesh Le'siga, also is talking about something Av Kol Dov V'Sheish B'Natiros Neshama. It's talking about something that if you do it, you're Chayav Koros, which implies eating Basar Kodeshim. V'Benegi, if the pasuk only means just touching Mi'ikur Natiros Neshama, the Torah doesn't say anywhere a Chayav Koros for touching meat. So that's Pshita, there's only a pure love if you touch the meat, not a chiyuv koris. But since there's a hekesher of koris, of coming into the Beis Hamikdash to the eating of the kodshim, to the b'chol kodesh l'siga, it has to imply that the law also applies not to eat b'asa kodshim. If you're tummy, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Now that is another place in the Torah, it says the chiyuv koris. It says whoever eats kodshim when he's tummy v'nichnasah. So here it's a clear proof to Resh Lakish that this pasuk of b'chol kodesh l'siga does apply to b'asa kodshim. If you eat it, you chayiv koris. There's a lav and koris. And if you just touch it, there's only a pure lav without koris. We're talking about achila. So Raya approves to Resh Lakish. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Loisasei. Anytime the Torah gives a lav, Shekod Moasei, even though there's an essay involved also, but if you could be Mekayim the Yasei before you're over the lav, like in a lav, you should know for that lav, still you would receive Malkus. In other words, even though there's a clav of lav hanitically Yasei, the Moshe by Neisser, the Torah says, do not leave over the meat till the morning. That's the lav. Then there's an essay that if you left it over to burn the meat. Now, when can you mekayim this essay? Only after the lav. Then we say the essay comes to fix up the lav. There's no malchus. Because if the only time you could do the essay is after the lav, so the pshat is the Torah telling you, if you were over this lav of neisar, you left over the meat till the next morning, you know what you should do now? Go and burn it. So this essay is a tikkun, is coming to fix up the lav. By Shenkin, where the essay could imply before the lav. Like the marshal, the person is tummy. The prophet says, V'yishalachim in a machna. First thing is, send him out of the machna. There's a mitzvah essay. Send the person that's tummy. The mace died there. So the mitzvah right now for everybody to walk out of the Beis Hamikdash right away. That's an essay. Then there's a lav, V'lo yitamos machnayim. Do not stay in there. So here, this essay is not a ticking on the lav. Because the essay comes by itself first. The first thing it's supposed to do is go out of the Beis Hamikdash. So where the essay could imply before the lav, so it's a regular essay. You have an essay to do, and then if you're over the lav, that's a pure lav, there you would receive malchus. Even if you do the essay later, that essay is not a ticking on the lav. That's a chiddush over here. That kol loisasei, shekod muasei, if you could do the essay before the lav, then like your lav. Now, Omer Loi, they asked him, this was Rabbi Bar Bachon, instead of Rabbi Yechanan.